for the prayer of God's people. In our prayers this morning, some good praises to share with the congregation. The first is that Max Kloster received news that there was a kidney available for him, and he also underwent successful kidney transplant surgery on Friday, which is big news. And we're thankful for that, and we'll pray for his continued recovery in the month ahead as he stays in Iowa. Also for Ava and Evan, two children on our prayer list, both had bouts of cancer. Both are now cancer-free. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the blessing of all creation, that our loving and creating Father would preserve and defend all that he has made, working all things together for the good of those who love him, especially working in the hearts and minds of those who have wandered from his house, that through repentance and faith sinners turn to him and take refuge in his fatherly care. Let us pray to the Lord.
You are a hiding place for me.
For the blessing of the Church of Jesus, that our gracious Savior guide the hearts, minds, and ministries of all who love him and seek to make his gospel known, that we would be defended from our adversaries, strengthened in our discipleship, and emboldened in our witness to a lost and dying world. Let us pray to the Lord.
You preserve me from trouble.
For those who struggle in heart, body, mind, and relationship, that healing would come to those for whom we pray. Lord, we thank you for the celebration of recovered health and for answered prayer. We thank you for the news for Evan and Ava that they are now cancer-free. And Lord, we thank you for the answered prayer for Max with this kidney transplant. And we pray that you'd watch over him in the month ahead. Lord, also for Jim Reams recovering from a surgery on Friday, give him strength in the days ahead. Also for Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Gail, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Alicia and Miles, Gary, Ryan, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Betty, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla and her family, Janine, Art and Sandy, Brenda, Mal, Andrew, Rick, Kiara, Carlos, Kathy, Dennis, Peggy, Pete, Dan, and Anna. We pray that the Holy Spirit would bind up the brokenhearted, mend the hurting, heal the sick, and strengthen the weak, and grant perfect peace to all who belong to him. Let us pray to the Lord.
You surround me with shouts of deliverance.
For these and all other prayers we bring before the Father's throne of grace, that through the intercession of his perfect Son, and in the company of the eternal Spirit, we take confidence in knowing that our prayers are heard and answered by him who knows all things and directs all things according to his gracious will. Let us pray to the Lord.
You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance.
We pray all these things in the precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. The table has been prepared.